You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Outsiders. Enjoy.
It's not organized or closely packed. Okay? It feels like you're going downhill. And while you're in the middle of the cornfield, the sky opens up and goes down to above you to basically like zero canopy. And it is a three-quarter moon, and there are a thousand stars above you. And so it's plenty bright with no light whatsoever. Klum is riding on the back of Chiron's horse and doing the best that she can to kind of sketch out a map on a piece of parchment with a piece of like a charcoal pen and her charcoal stick. And as you are in the middle of the cornfield, everyone can roll for surprise.
You know, the resistance that Cavaliers get includes hold.
Yes, I did know that. However, in Low Moon, they do not begin with 90%. They begin with a much lower percent, and it goes up as they encounter those spells more.
I don't have that.
Yes, you do have a low level of it. You just have to, it builds up over time.
I haven't been tracking it at all. I've said the 90%.
Yeah.
Even a lot of the things that
only Victor's even near 90%.
No, not 90. But he's getting up there now, like 70s,
also low 70s. Also includes psionic mind blast.
I think I remembered that. So basically, it's mine.
Figure that out at some point, what that percentage for which is actually.
You don't track it. I track it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you'll never know what your percentage is.
Okay.
Not exactly, anyway.
I am not
Unless
surprised.
I ever decide that I just don't want to do the work anymore. Okay. Klum and Chiron are both surprised. Surprise! Happens.
Surprise!
I assume Astur does not?
I do
not. Okay. Also, you were not walking with an arrow notched because you're not in a, this is not really in a expecting trouble situation. Okay. So what happens is you're in the middle of the cornfield, so visibility is like limited near you because those who are on horseback can see further, obviously, but the cornice is 6, 7, 8 feet high, but it's also not tightly packed. And then all of a sudden, Chiron and Lucas in particular, but also Herrick, realize that there is movement in the corn around, and you're being set upon by some form of humanoids, very possibly hobgoblins, coming from pretty much every direction.
Ambush!
Something like an ambush. Okay? And so if you are not surprised, you may now roll initiative.
Evil Ivy. The Ivy Ivy. Evil Ivy.
Gaming does have math. First for me, because I like math, generally. All right. Okay, so Chiron and Klum are surprised. Chiron will be surprised for 2 segments. Klum will be surprised for 1. And we are in missile fire round 1. Okay, so even though you did not get the free arrow, you can still get 2 shots. And basically, you can see their form. It's very bright because of the moonlight and the stars. So you can see dark forms. Can't make out like what kind of equipment they have or whatever. But you also can tell that they have missile fire. They have weapons, that bows or crossbows that they're going to be shooting.
All of them?
You can't really tell if all of them do. But unless you want to take the time to kind of scan around, but you know that, like, you hear doof from one already.
Yes, I'll just throw one, or shoot the ones that are directly in front of me.
Okay. All right. So what is your initiative?
3.
Okay. So they will fire first.
Is
Crossbow shots. Crossbow bolts come flying in. Okay. They're going to be randomly determined. So it's the three of you, Clum, Chiron, five possibilities. And then, so it'll be two for each of you. So it'll be 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 11 is your horse. 12 is Chiron's horse. Okay. One shot was at Lucas and missed. Next shot was at Astrid and missed. Next shot was at Chiron's horse and will hit. All right. He is not happy about that. Background noise. Epic combat. Horse. Okay. And then we're on to the last two shots. Lucas, and your hit, sir. Take 2 points of damage and save versus poison. Next shot. Chiron's horse again. Mean guys. Oh, okay. 10, 15. Chiron is surprised, and his horse is significantly wounded. And Chiron is thrown from his horse. Did you make Saber's poison?
Yes.
No, you're multitasking. You made it. Take 5 points. So you take 3 from the bolt and 5 from the poison. Total of 8. Okay. And you need to make a ride roll. Reduced by 8 for the damage.
No problem.
Okay. Remember to make that. Since you've taken damage this round, you need to make a ride roll every time you attack, maneuver, or take additional damage.
Okay.
Okay. And it keeps going down by how much ever. All right. That was missile fire. Astrid. Take 2 shots. Ricky?
Yes.
Astrid, roll 2 shots.
2 shots.
Are you doing the same guy or separate guys?
The clearest person I can see in front of me.
Shooting him twice.
Yes.
Okay, that would be considered point blank range.
2 and 16.
16 is a hit. Unfortunately, the 2 is a miss. So d6 plus 2 times 2 plus 2 for the bow.
D6. 6.
Plus 2 is 8. Makes 16. 18, and he is like thrown from his feet backwards and does not get back up. Okay. All right. And we are in melee now. Oh, you know what? If Chiron was thrown, the odds are Clum is also down, and they were both surprised, so they're on their butts on the ground. That's not good. Okay, melee 9, 8, 7.
We are going slow.
Yes, we are. 6.
I think that was 6. I think it was 6 or 5.
I think it was 5.
Yeah, I think it was 5. It says, yeah, I said 5. Not 6.
Let's see.
I didn't realize the plus level for lance damage when you're mounted is just like always and not only when you guard.
Cavalier has bonus advantage equal to the character's level of experience when using a lance well mounted, period.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you, assuming it has to be trained up with the weapon of choice, then that bonus goes inside the times.
Yeah.
So for level cavalier, basically it's an extra 10 points of damage when charging.
Yeah, his lance damage is at plus 14, plus 15.
Six. Does anybody have 6?
No.
I'll be caught up here in a sec. Alright. So they have 6s. Okay. 2 guys charge from one side. And one of them, let's see, I'm going to kind of randomize it again. So this time we're randomizing without the horses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2. Lucas. I assume you're shield parrying.
Yeah.
All right, he'll miss. So 1 is on Lucas.
Let's see.
I guess we'll just use that as Lucas. Yeah, you have a melee dude. Okay. And then the next guy is also on Lucas. Congratulations. They perceive you as a threat. You are struck, sir. With a spear. Ooh, max damage. That is 14 points of damage.
Yeah.
14 points of damage and a ride roll.
That's getting risky now.
Forty-six.
Made it.
Yes.
Just using little dudes, not worrying about the fact they're not big, cool, hobgoblin looking guys. Okay. So at most, 1 more can be on Lucas for the moment. Rolling in a random. It is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 is Klum. Okay. Klum is on her butt.
We're still on 6.
Yes, we're on initiative 6. Guy charges up and attacks her. And she's surprised. And he'll hit. You leaving? Jeez, maximum damage. Bye-bye. Love you. See you at home. Okay. Ouch. Klum also is badly stuck. Okay. The other 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Also Klum. Okay. Turns up on her. Oh, I hit her again. Oh, no. This is not looking good. 1 off maximum damage. Oh, jeez. Okay, this is looking scary. Guy runs on his butt on the ground. Need a miniature for Eric.
Spear. Drawing the spear, y'all.
See, you're drawing the spear?
Yeah. Pretty slow.
Careful.
No, I mean. It is pretty tight here, right? This is all the corn.
I mean. Tight as a scattered cornfield. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay.
Are you saying be careful because I pick a ride roll every time I attack?
Well, that and because they just hit 3 times in a row for near max damage.
Yeah.
So, and they're all over the place, and 2 of your most powerful people are surprised for at least another full segment. So, okay, so we were in 6. go with your most powerful weapon.
Well, mounted, my most powerful weapon is the lance.
Well, yeah, but you can't run away from two surprise people that are on their butts on the ground.
That's true.
Unless you just want to let them get massacred. She just got hit twice.
I don't have to run away. If I'm standing still with the lance, I attack it.
Yeah.
Okay. I attack it.
Bye-bye, love
five
you.
5 plus 14. 2 for 1.
Not if they're inside your lance.
Not if they're inside the lance.
Yeah, so you can use a lance on foot like that, but like you're not gonna. This is not how lances are used from horseback.
I guess.
So it is. Mike could, if it's the right kind of thing, like a long spear, you could do this. Yeah. But it's not going to give you that is not going to give you times 2 damage.
Yeah, that's not what I want. I mean, it's plus 14 damage. I'm not really worried about getting a times 2, but...
Okay, anyway, you can decide in your action what you're doing. So that was 6s, 5s.
I'm in 5.
Okay, so you're in 5. There are two guys literally on you, meleeing you.
Okay.
They have spears. In that sense, a spear might be helpful because then you would both have reach.
Yeah.
And if you were carrying it, you have two choices. Use it or drop it.
I guess I'll use the spear then.
Okay.
You definitely brought it with him. That was the old one.
All right. So then you will assume you had it in hand riding with it. So go ahead and attack.
11.
It's gonna hit.
17 points.
Okay. And he goes down.
I have a second. Next thing he will attack. Oh no, he already attacked.
He already attacked.
So,
starting next round, you need to make sure that you, if you have separate attacks, then you have to roll separate initiatives. If you're doing two different people, you always have to roll separate initiatives.
I always forget that.
It's okay. No big deal.
14 on the dice. 20 points.
Yeah. And he'll go down. There. So they're down 2. Okay. That was initiative 5, right?
Yes.
Okay. Initiative 4. More charging in. Okay. Rolling random. Herrick. One guy charges in on you.
I try to poke him with my spear. I go into.
So you can set your spear against his charge, however you're on horseback.
Yeah.
So not so much.
Yeah.
And you guys don't have to be so in one or the other. He missed. Okay. Next guy charges in. It is Lucas. You already did. You carried the first guy.
Same round. Wait, you charge.
They are numerous. Charging with the spear. And he missed. So you have one guy on you now. Then my other 4s. 2 more guys. Chiron. The on his butt Chiron. Missed. Yay, that's good. Right. And then the last guy is Lucas. Congratulations. Oh, did you roll your ride check when you made your attacks? So it is reduced by the amount of damage that you did. So the last ride attack is down, you're down in the 30s.
I made the first one.
Okay.
second one, I roll an 82.
So you're loose in the saddle.
Okay.
And then you roll again, this time only, so it's your ride roll only reduced by the amount of damage that you've taken to stay in the saddle, but you cannot maneuver the horse until you get it back under control. So basically he's like in the 75, 85 range.
Roll an 8.
No problem. It's bad you rolled out no one before.
Okay.
All right, so you're still on the horse, but you're loose in the saddle, which means you can't maneuver it. You can still attack from it, but you can't maneuver it. And in order to get it back, you're going to have to give up an attack or give up a round's action to be fully under control of it. Okay. Let's see. So I'm going to check the horse's morale. So the horse actually will... in initiative 4, which is now, it's going to begin its attack routine on these newly arriving guys. And so it's going to attack the guy on the left, hoof, hoof, bite, hit, hit, hit. That's good news for you. Also bad news for you. 3, 6, 7 points of damage. Not enough to kill him. However, it does force a ride check.
5.
Oh, 5?
Yep.
You're fine. Okay. Make the horse noisy. So far, they have not engaged a stirred, which could be a heroically foolish move if they do not. Okay, that was all the fours. One more. Okay, and it is on. Chiron. So he did not engage his third. Oh, I can't take him. Okay. So far, they've got one set left to come in. On Chiron, missed Chiron. So Chiron has 2 on him, Klum has 2 on her. Lucas has 2 on her after killing 2. Herrick has 1 on him. It's 2, 4, 6, 7. I'm missing 1. Should be 1 more. So Lucas killed 2. Okay. And it's Herrick. They have evenly spread themselves out, leaving out the archer. Boy, that's a mistake. Herrick. Hit. Ouch.
Good hitting me.
Take 6 points of damage. Save versus poison.
Neutral. I'll save it. Poison, yes.
Take,
by 4.
So you take 7. A total of 8.
Total of 8.
Okay. Initiative 3. 2.
That would be me.
Okay.
Can I stab him with the spear from horseback, or do I need to get down to do
you
that?
Can do that. You can stab him with the spear. Maybe. In fact, I'll give you a +1 for height advantage.
Actually, since I got hit, I have to roll to stay in horseback.
Where's my +1 for height advantage?
Yes, you would need to make a horsemanship.
14.
No problem.
Are you giving him an EI +1 for height advantage because he's Jewish?
Yes.
AC 7.
Your +1 for height advantage is built into your plus whatever with the lance.
7. Sorry. AC 7. Because I rolled a 9.
Is a miss. Okay. They're swarming you. We're in 3, 2, 1. The last 2 hobgoblins charge into the fray. One on Lucas, filling in the final slot. Attacks and drops his dice. And he missed. Congratulations, sir. You have 3 opponents. And then a stirred. Did not kill one. So that is on. Thank you. That is on a stir. That's a four. So oh. One, two, three, four. That's the last guy got on you.
Shoot him on the way in. Unfortunate.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to take into account the guy you already shot, so we'll just make it him. And but you didn't kill him, right? You did kill him. You did kill
he
him.
Did kill
yes.
Him.
Okay. Oh, so yeah. We'll make it him, and point he doesn't charge. So, so that was the guy that was charging you that you killed. He actually would have charged you if you were not dead. He's laying on the ground, going, "I'm gonna get him. I could have been a contender." Okay. All right. And then we go to a new round and missile fire. And one of them, Klum, is no longer surprised. Klum is no longer surprised. In trouble now. The fighter dragon lady is no longer surprised. Okay. Missile fire. 9, 8, 7, 6. Okay, I have one in 6 as well. So, all right, so they have not engaged you. They are all over the place. There are 3 on Lucas, 2 on Klum, who's prone on the ground trying to get up, 2 on Chiron, who's prone on the ground, not even trying to get up yet, 2 on Herrick, who's... still on horseback for the moment. And then, in theory, there are crossbowmen out in the corn.
Okay. Which one's the closest boomer?
The closest guy to you is on Chiron.
I'm
going to use this. We'll just pretend this person's not enough.
So, say, point blank, it'd probably be better to shoot individuals.
You might kill him one shot, maybe, if you roll high enough. Okay? So you could try to take both of the guys on Chiron. Because he's not trying to get up yet, you shouldn't have a, you'd have a very small chance of hitting him if you miss. Okay? Alright, go ahead and roll both to hits.
Five, 15.
15 is definitely a hit. 5, 7, 9, 6, the 5 is a miss. Okay, so this guy almost certainly dead, but let's see what you roll. Roll d6. Don't roll really low and you shoot down. 4. Plus 2 is 6. Times 2 is 12. Plus 2 for the bow is 14. Okay, he's gone. Alright, killed one more. Okay. However, while the melee guys are not charging you, the bowmen, the crossbowmen are aware of your presence. And so they are going to target you since you are unengaged. In fact, they're all going to shoot at you. All 5 of them. I dropped one dice. And I rolled a 10. Rerolls are a mess. Okay. I've hit twice. Save versus poison twice. So you roll a d20 high. You're taking 5 points plus poison.
Save versus poison.
So d20 high.
20 and 16.
Both made it. So you take 15 total. So it's 5 points. The made save for the poison is 5 points. So you took 10 from that. You took 2 from each, 1 crossbow, 3 from the other. Total of 15. So it's 7 and 8, basically. Alright. And then... Eric didn't have any missile fire?
I am going to fairy fire as many of these guys as I can in 3.
Okay.
I can get 1 person for every level, so I can get up to 7.
Okay, here. Basically, take all the melee troops.
Preferably.
If you go out to the missile troops, you wouldn't be able to get them because they're all like outside
gotcha.
Area of effect.
Yeah, I'd get the melee guys.
So, all right. So there are 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them.
So I get 7 of them.
Okay.
And I'd prefer the ones on me first. The ones on Lucas last.
Okay. Yeah. So one of Lucas's guys is not glowing. Two of your guys are glowing.
Okay.
Two of them will be +2 to hit. Okay. Melee 9. 8. 7. 6. Okay.
5-4-3.
Chiron. Only has one guy on him. Raising 6. And missed him. And then Klum is going to attack one of the guys on her. She daggers him.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
With a +2.
+2 to hit. Yep. She hit him twice and shocked him some. And he's gone. Okay, things are tipping in your favor now. Slowly, but tipping. Okay, that was 6. Any 5s?
I'm 5.
Okay. You have 3 guys on you.
Okay, I'm going to stab one of the glowing ones.
Okay, roll 1 to hit. What did you say? You're going
to
stab one?
Oh, I'm going to have to roll multiple
initiatives. Yes, you would need 2 different initiatives. That is correct.
Okay. The second initiative is 4.
Okay, so in 5, attack once.
14. Plus 11.
Okay.
18 points. Made my red roll.
Okay. Alright, so he is gone. He did attack you in 5 also, which means you did not shield parry, but he did not hit you. So you still have your shield parry for a later guy. The other two also are in 5. So this one you'll shield parry, obviously. Thankfully, because he barely missed with the shield parry. And then the other guy is going to hit.
Okay.
And he's going to do 6 points of damage. No poison.
Hitting me a lot.
Natural 20s will do that. Yep.
That's the
okay.
How many you said? 6? 8?
Yes, 6 points. 5 + 1. 6. And you get your second attack.
Just a second. Gotta do my armor HP stuff. Is it
yeah,
two?
Oh, and you
I
get...
can pick up to 2 points off each attack.
Field or full?
Full.
Full is 2, field is 1.
Okay. Second attack.
Well, remember, full also has certain disadvantages too.
What is that exactly?
Mobility and temperature, bulkiness. Okay, so.
17 points, 18 on the right roll.
Okay. Another one gone. Another one gone. Another one gone. Another one bites the dust. You're killing them. Just taking a minute. I don't think I have a lance. Maybe I do. Let's see, do I have a lance? Oh, I can do this. Pretty effective. Okay. That was all 5s. Then we go to 4s. 3s.
Oh, my second attack. Well, my second.
You just did it, yep. 3s. 2s.
That's okay. 3s.
3s, okay. Both of the guys on you go in 2.
Well, good. So, I stab at one of them.
Go for it.
10 plus 4 is 14, is AC 2.
Is it?
4. 6 points.
Yes. Okay. He's stuck in, but he's still alive. They attack you with their spears. One is a natural 20. One is a 2.
One certainly hits.
5 points of damage. No poison roll or ride roll.
18.
No problem. Oh, wait, 18?
18.
18 is bad.
I have a 16
dex. Yes, so you are loose in the saddle. You need to roll again, and if you fail, you're thrown.
2.
No problem. So you're still there, but you can't maneuver the horse. And so you need to take some kind of an action to get it back under control. Okay. And then ones. I have 1-1 on Clume. Yes. Okay. New round initiative. Yep.
But there'll probably be another one. So.
The melee troops seem pretty well committed. Oh, apparently. Not being surprised.
Okay.
That's
a good one,
kid. Okay. Missile fire. What does a Sturd have in missile fire? What's the initiative?
We're rolling again?
Yeah. Yes. Did you roll?
6.
Okay, so you're flying. Okay, so 2 of the crossbowmen have 6s as well. Who are you shooting?
Who's close?
So you still got one guy in Chiron. Chiron's no longer surprised. He's going to be getting up this round, so that's probably the last chance you're going to shoot him. And then everybody else is engaged in melee. You might be able to see this bowman to shoot him. Might be he's back in the corn, so you'd have some cover. Okay, with bow shots, or you want to... Okay, bow shots on the crossbowman. All right, let me see. Is he... He's actually one of the slower firing crossbowmen, so if you kill him, then he will not get to shoot this round. He is...
7 and 6.
Those are probably both going to miss. They do have a worse AC. Let's figure the 7. So 7, no dex bonus, right?
Plus one
for dex. Okay, so that would be 8. And if we determine the Thaco was a 15, so that means AC 7. And you have plus one for short range. It's not point blank, but it's plus one for short range. It's a AC 6, which means you hit. Okay, so you do D6 plus 1 damage.
Is that it? The 7 or the 6?
The 7. The 6 did not miss by 1. Only you had a plus 1 arrow.
4.
Okay, so you do 4 plus 1 for short range makes 5. Okay, he's still there. They are weaker, but they're not that weak. Okay, and then they're firing back. They each get one shot, and it's a little scary. So these two front guys are going to target Lucas because he's killed 4 of them, and the 3 back guys will target you. So the 3 on Asturd. Missed, missed, missed. They all missed. Okay. Lucas, on the other hand. Here we go. Ready? It's going to be a natural 21 effect. Nope. An 11. Missed. Yeah. So 4. Nice catch. Mediocre throw. Nice catch. Okay. All right. That ends missile fire. Melee 9. 8. 7.
I go 7.
Okay. You have one guy in front of you. You have not doubled his initiative by any means.
I will kill him.
Roll the 9.
That's probably going to hit, I would assume.
AC? 0.
Negative 1.
Negative 1. Something
like that. Oh, yeah. Well, I think we were adding in the plus 3 of the sword previously, which you don't get now.
Plus 1. So maybe it's AC 1.
8, 9, 10. That should be 10. If you roll 11, it should be... You roll 11?
Roll 9.
Well, 9 will be AC 1. It's a hit anyway. So.
15 points.
Okay, he's dead.
Cargo, 55.
Still holding.
Can I use my second attack to stabilize myself?
You can. Make a ride roll.
33.
You are firmly in the saddle and can maneuver your horse speed at the beginning of this coming round.
Awesome.
Okay. Any other sevens? Sixes. Okay. So the one guy who was immediately out of six is dead. Plume's guy has a six. Or no, sorry, Chiron's guy. And he missed. Chiron is rising to his feet. The risen Chiron. Okay. Fives?
Yes.
Okay.
Attempt to stab at the same guy that I stabbed at before, somewhat less certain of my standing.
Okay.
But a 6 will probably not hit, even if it becomes a 10, which becomes AC 6.
That is a miss. Okay. I'm going to have them return fire on you now. Both hit.
It doesn't take much.
2 points and 6 points. And two ride rolls.
A 19, which probably
you're falling
further.
Yep, you're falling because you were already loose. Yep. So okay, so you're dismounting. You can make a ride roll to not take damage from the fall, however, because you have horsemanship, right?
Mm-hmm. 14.
So that's a yes. So you take no damage from the fall, but you are on the ground. Prone-ish. Okay. And then that was in five, right? You had five, yes, okay. Any other fives? No, I think you guys are all done then, right? So I just have Chiron, who's in five, how about that? Okay. Oh, max damage, that helps. All right, he actually took the guy down, how about that? It's the most efficient I think I've ever seen him be. Let's do it like long sword critical. Okay. And starting to thin out a little. Fours. Already did Herrick. Threes. Twos. Plume. Okay. Plume. Doggone it. She hit. She daggered. She lightning. Lightning! I just realized what they need in this game, in this program. I'm going to email them at some point and tell them what they need. I need to think so you can set up attack routines so that whenever somebody attacks, like the sound of their specific attack, that would be cool.
It would be a macro, yes.
Yes, that's what they need.
I wonder if you could write that in Excel. Macro, and then you just have Excel as you click that box and it faces with the sun.
There are macro programs. I could
one.
If you're using a Razer keyboard, I could write one.
They already went. Okay, new initiative.
They're really easy in like Razer.
Looking imminent for survival now. Oh jeez. This is Chiron. This is Clume. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Missile fire. What'd you get, Ricky?
Three.
Got a three? That's a little slow. They're kind of slow, too. You beat three of the bowmen will go after you, actually. They got two twos and a one. Okay. Two guys are going to shoot now. They are shooting at you. One hit. Damage. 3 points plus save versus poison. The other two are shooting at Lucas. Both missed.
14.
Is correctly saved, so you take a total of 8 points. Okay. And that was all the missile fire for them. And I didn't get your missile fire. Are you targeting the guy in the woods, or the guy in the corn again?
Yeah.
Same guy?
Yes.
Okay. Two shots.
16 and
9. 16 is definitely a hit. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 is also a hit.
Mm-hmm. 6 and 3.
Okay, so he's dead, and actually he was one of the guys that hit. He was the guy that hit you, so you can take that damage off because you had a higher initiative than he did.
Oh.
So you did not take the 8 points. And then melee 9. Melee 8.
Did my first level X feel like doing anything in 3? Melee 3.
I mean.
Offensively?
Offensively, no.
Okay.
8. 7. Melee 7. Melee 6.
6.
Klum also has 6. And she killed that guy last round. She did kill that guy last round. He's not there anymore. She doesn't have any guys left.
Who else is still in...
Herrick is the only one who has bad guys, and then there are at least 4 crosswomen still out in the corn. A couple of which were shooting at you.
I guess I'm going to go after the closest crosswoman.
Okay. What was your initiative?
6.
Okay, so you will reach him in 4. He is going to attempt to evade you knowing where he's at, and he will fail to do so. You come upon him while he is still foot in the ring of his crossbow, pulling back the string, preparing to shoot again, and all of a sudden you are upon him. So first of all, were there any 6s? Were there any 5s? Okay, Klum is going to help Herrick. Or not. 4s. Okay.
Can I stab it from my somewhat prone position, or can I get to my feet and then stab it?
Make a dex check. If the dex check is failed, the spear is kind of pinned under you.
14.
So made it, no problem. So yes, you have it still in hand and are able to bring it to bear.
All right. 17.
It's a hit. Damage.
4.
Okay. He is gone. There's one left on you, the one that Klum just attacked twice and missed. Neil will actually go ahead and attack. I'm going to say 1 to 5 on a D8, he's going to switch to Klum. 6, 7, 8, he's going to stay on you. Switches to Klum. And missed her. And then we go to... We're in initiative 4. Did I say you arrive in 4?
I think so.
It's your turn.
I'm not sure you actually said it, but that sounds great. 19.
That'll hit. And this is considered charging.
Oh boy.
So you pretty well slaughter him. Smart. I have to move him over here.
Well,
I take a lighter and melt the miniature. It's pretty bad. Here you go. I'll give you thunder wave noise.
I almost don't want the charge damage. It's gonna be if I ride roll harder, but I'm gonna kill him anyway. I rolled a 17 on the ride roll. Ride roll doesn't matter.
Yeah, so you're not forced to make a ride roll because you have not been damaged this round.
Oh.
You only have to. The reduction of the ride roll for damage you do only happens if you're damaged that round.
15 on the save.
Or some other. For something forces a ride roll. If something forces a ride roll, then it starts.
Okay.
It goes down until it's. Basically, you can't stay in the saddle because there's too many of things. Anyway, you slaughtered him. You crushed him. All right. And Chiron will rotate around and try to kill the remaining dude. He'll hit. Ooh, he's on a roll. Ah, he did it. Okay. So the melee has been cleared out. The remaining guys are running. God, we're bugging out. This is scary. Okay. Does Lucas want to try to ride down one of the guys that's getting away?
Yeah. No.
Roll a d20.
5.
Hold on. What is your wisdom?
More than 5. 10.
Okay. The bowman that is on that side of the battle is theoretically running directly toward where you are headed.
Ooh, I'll ride him down.
Okay, so you're going to try to ride him down and see if you can get him before he alerts his friends.
Yep.
Okay. So Chiron is quickly trying to round up his horse. Plume is trying to remount. Herrick, I assume, is trying to round up his horse.
The guy fighting Plume still standing?
No. There, everybody's gone.
Then, yeah.
Okay. Roll horsemanship. What is Herrick doing?
12.
And what is Astur doing? Okay, you got the horse? So everyone's trying to grab their horses and move quickly because they realize they're not that far from where they were trying to attack. Are you just going to take off running in that direction?
Yes.
Okay, so you run that way. All right, so I'm going to make a ride roll as you're traipsing your horse through the corn.
25.
Okay, there's a 1 in 10 chance that the horse will hit something, causing it to stumble, lame itself, etc. It does not. Okay. So you push through the corn, it goes as you're pushing it, it's running up against your armor and the size of the horse, etc. You see the hobgoblin, smallish looking hobgoblin, running in front of you. He throws the crossbow over his shoulder in your direction. It's not going to hit you or the horse, however, the horse panics. A little bit as it's coming flying at him, and you'll need to make a ride check at minus 30.
Very effective crossbow throw. 46.
Okay, no problem. So basically, you just kind of zig the horse a little bit, and the crossbow wasn't going to hit anyway, but you had to hold the reins tight to keep control of the horse. Okay, you see a ridge line right here, and he's definitely headed right over it, and you're riding down on him. You cannot get charging damage, but you can strike at him.
17.
Okay, that'll hit. Damage.
19 points.
Okay.
18 points.
Okay. So supposedly there's one. Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. So what happens is you see the ridge line, and then because you're sitting up high, you kill him like maybe 10 feet before the ridge line. Beyond the ridge line, you can see a low-lying area that kind of looks like a big bowl. It's about 40 feet across, and it slopes pretty steeply down toward the middle. And then it has an outcropping on the back that has a cave mouth in it. And there is a fire burning down there, and you can see hobgoblins, probably 10 or so of them total, including a couple of shaman. And then you can see two horses and maybe one or two humans back in there. It's hard to make out exactly. What's interesting is, as you kill the hobgoblins running toward the red, they do not notice. So they are looking around for trouble. But the distance between the beginning of the bowl and this ridge line is about 60 feet, and there are trees dotted throughout that area. And so you can see through, see the fire, see them highlighted by the fire like that, but they do not respond to what just happened.
Okay.
And then a Sturd runs up, and he is the only one who is currently with you. Looking back in the direction of the fight, you see that Herrick, Chiron, and Plume are mounted and headed this way.
They'll hold for a second so
that
they can
yell in
together.
Okay. If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends. So So the terrain where they are actually at is going to be a little tricky because you're going down a slope into the bowl. Coming back up out of the bowl is going to be challenging on the horses.
Do you think we could sneak down the lip of the bowl? Would the horses, like, leave them and not be...
No, I mean, the guys are standing around in the bowl, like, the closer ones are only 15, 20 feet from the top, so it's not like... It's going to be... The combat is going to take place 10, 15 feet down in the bowl, 10, 15 down in the bowl here, and it's about 40 feet this way.
I could cast Obscurement, which might keep them from being able to gang up on us too easily.
Not sure about you, and I'm going to...
Actually, strike that. The Sturge is too valuable. The shooting is too valuable to just...
Obscurement will not affect him. So if you use it, he can see as normal. So it gives them a negative 2, and it doesn't affect your party at all. Really good low-level spell. For a low-level spell.
I know, I'm trying to... I'm saving some of them in the off chance that I need to go do something by myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So use it.
Huh? That's good.
Cool.
I mean, the other alternative, I mean, the real problem is the hostages, because if you just attack from the top of the hill, they would probably charge up, most of them would charge up towards you, but they have a couple of theoretically non-combatant humans in the mix. So what do they do there? Unless you had somebody that could get down there fast enough to protect them. Although, it does occur to you in particular, if they are looking to use them as sacrifices, they probably just won't. They won't just slaughter them.
Yeah, that's true. They need them for the.
They might as a last-ditch effort.
They might to keep them. The last couple might just to try and save their own skins.
Right.
But not an initial tactic. And if Tyrone's willing to heal me, I can get down to where they are. In a spell, but I'm not sure that I can fight off if they decide to turn around and all come after me.
Okay, what are we doing?
So
they are clearly.
Let's just go in. If they start making any move towards the sacrifices, I'll pop in there and dissuade them.
You don't
happen
to have an entangle, do you?
Negative.
That would be nice.
It wouldn't work in there anyway because there's no vegetation. The bowl is basically stone. There's a little bit of grass. That's it.
Okay. Well,
for a horse. They do have 2 horses, don't forget.
Fireball.
I can call lightning. If there were a storm.
Clear sky at the moment.
Yeah.
Not very.
If there were a storm, once every 10 minutes. Yeah, but if you have multiples in memory, all of a sudden, they become more frequent.
Yeah, can you imagine if you had 3 call lightnings in memory? Bless you.
It's 1 call.
And me.
Yes.
Cast 3 call lightning, you get 3 strokes of lightning. The other thing is, too, call lightning works not just in storms. It works in high electric situations, like when it's really arid or hot and dry or early storm like that. Mm-hmm. In a real storm, every time you use a call lightning, there's a percentage chance that you get a real lightning bolt.
So you get active, real. Structural.
So
it can be really devastating. But it's not super common for it to happen.
Even without it, it's
more common.
Plus your level with D8. So.
more common in. Yeah, we're gonna do this. These are our horses. That's what you got. This is the fire. These are the shaman.
These guys are really packed in.
Well, this is 40 feet across.
I wish I had a hammer. That would be fun.
I don't know if we're going to get to finish it unless we move quickly. So
is there a charging lane where I can get more than one?
Oh, probably. The problem is going to be, once you get down to the bottom, coming up, it's not going to be conducive to doing much charging. You could do, like, go across here, because you wouldn't, this is the bottom. So you could go across there, or across there. Chiron's in the same situation. So one of you could go that way, one of you could go that way.
Clear out the planks. I mean, we gotta get the captives. Which these are the captives down here. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's what we do.
There's a cave back here. Don't forget.
Cave. A cave?
Mm-hmm.
Not just like
a natural cave. Like, looks like you could go back in at least 10, 20 feet.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna have to deal with that. As soon as we start attacking, we're gonna drag the hospital back in the cave. And God knows who we're gonna go. God knows where. Okay, so the plan is we'll charge. Chiron goes this way, I go this way, and the plan is to converge like here. So we'll charge and then wheel and come this way. And then the rest of the party just cuts through the middle. And then, obviously, if they go after the hostages, you can stop them. Okay. Sounds good to me.
Also, is this me?
Yes.
What about boobs?
I told you to just pretend it's not me.
Okay. I didn't remember.
It's not the scale.
It's not the scale. Those are my massive pecs.
I'll try to move fast. Cause
this huge 19-strength pecs.
Here you go. We've got no time, really. All right. I suggest what we do is take a picture and stick a pin in it. Where'd my phone go?
Because it'd be late.
Because it'd be 9:30 now.
Yeah.
I don't know where my phone is. I'm sure I had it because I text started. There it is. Take one from overhead so we can see where everybody's at. Since I know this is the first encounter for next time, I'll get out like the dungeon, my dungeon floor cards and stuff and make it look really cool. Oh, I hate to do that for a combat, it's only gonna take 20 minutes. But okay. I think I cut Parrot's mini out of the picture. Okay, now I'm gonna take one picture from character point of view. Look, there's Ricky in the background. Wave, Ricky. Okay. All right. So this is only the second stop on your whirlwind tour of stopping hobgoblin sacrifices overnight. And you did get ambushed in the woods, or in the cornfield. And you haven't had healing since you got ambushed in the cornfield, so.
Uh-huh. Which I'm keeping track of.
Yeah.
Because I'm 21 points.
Yeah, could get to be
You're
ugly.
You're down how many points?
Not as many as it was.
Yeah. Probably should have gotten healed before we ran in here, but too late.
I did. I'm at 60.
No, I was talking about after the one you just did.
Oh.
No one got healed in between there.
Yeah. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
As long as this one doesn't turn into another one. He did say that they're not very far apart. He warned you, they're not very far apart.
It's more of the that which we heal now can be taken away in the next fight and then re-heal. versus that which goes on top of what we've already taken.
Yeah, that's the problem. But once it starts to add up, then it gets to be more than the 5d6. Pretty likely. But 31. 31's impossible. Well, not impossible. There's always open-ended high.
Which often results in lower.
Yeah, it is a little chaotic in that way. All right. Well, we did pretty good. Got through two pretty major combats in one session. Four to go, theoretically. Unless you count saving the village itself if the attack goes on. Then that becomes a whole other problem.
That becomes a better war in the village problem.
After fighting all night.
Yeah, after fighting all night. Years ago, Bano, which is now Kendra, which is Sherry's character, Bano is her husband now. They got married after many years. But at the time, he was a low to mid-level paladin. And they were on Dedalia, which is this world that they spent quite a bit of time there. It's not this world that you're on. It's a completely different world. Anyway, and outside the capital of Dedalia, there was a mounting hobgoblin attack. Or was it orcs? I'm sorry, it was orcs. Anyway, and the villagers came to appeal to the people in the town, in the city where they were staying, and said that two children had been taken to be sacrificed. And they appealed to the town to, like, send out heroes or whatever to save the children that were taken to be sacrificed before the battle. And the town wouldn't do it because they were preparing for the battle. They're like, we don't want to send anybody out because everybody's getting ready to fight. Then Bano and two of the followers from the party, two of the other NPCs or whatever, they went out and they went against this orc army. And right in front of the orc army, they were getting ready to do the sacrifice. And they found out that the orcs would not attack if they didn't have the sacrifice. So saving the kids meant stopping the attack. And Bano, I think Amalia was the other one that was there. It was Bano and Amalia and somebody else. Anyway, and they charged down in and saved the kids. And then they grabbed the kids, pushed back the orcs temporarily, grabbed the kids. And then the NPCs that were with Bano, or the other followers that were with Bano, ran away with the kids. And then Bano stayed there to hold off the orcs while they were running away. And then the actual party with the actual heroes, the actual strong people, came and saved Bano as he was being overrun, basically. Well, then the rumor got out, like what had happened, that he went out there by himself with a couple of followers and that he saved the sacrifice, and the orcs all left because they lost their sacrifice, so they didn't attack. And so Bano was given credit for basically saving the entire city. Mind you, the party had to save him. He was dying. He was on the ground at like -11 hit points or whatever. He was definitely toast because he had fought the orcs until he had nothing left. And he did kill like 21 of them or something. You know, so it was pretty impressive in that regards, but they were like...
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
1,400 or something. I mean, there's no way. I mean, like, he was totally... But the kids got it. The point is they stole the sacrifice and they got away. So then the party saved Bano, and then Bano was declared this massive hero, and this town is like a population like 120,000 people. It's a huge, it's the capital of this world, essentially. It's the most known city. And they declared him the hero that saved the town and stop the battle from taking place. And they started this thing called Bono Fest.
Oh, nice.
And so that was actually the activity that, and then Victor, which is James's character, knighted him in the field, which he said, well, you know, whether or not the king will uphold your knighting when we get back or not, I can't say, but if I have anything to say about it, he will. And he knighted him right then after that, after they recognized him as being the hero that saved him. Mind you, it really was just curvaceousness. I mean, he went so beyond what he was actually capable of doing. And he was going to die. He was willing to die to save the children and nobody else. And the party was wrapped up in other things, so they never even got the request. They didn't even know that it was an option to go and try to save the children. And he just said, well, you know, I can't say no to saving the children and stopping this orc army or whatever, which he didn't know was going to stop the whole army, but I can't say no to saving the children, even if it cost me my life. So he went anyway. So anyway, the point is, so he got knighted by Victor. And then when they came back to Low Moon, the king was not on the throne. The younger princess was on the throne. So Victor told her, and of course she fell under Victor's sway, and she said, yeah, I'll knight him. Well, then she inquired of Bono, and then she sent Bono on a quest to go to wake up a dragon that they knew of where he was at, but he was supposed to be a good dragon, a friend of hers, whatever. And that was one of the micros. So Bono's mission to go and wake up, you know, Bono became the lead character in that story, and then all of the other players in the campaign played other characters that were traveling with him to go and wake him up. And that dragon was Tulidor. And then he played a big role in what went on in the capital later. But they did. But the point is, they were successful. They woke him up, and then that's how Bono got his knighting.
Nice.
So, how high of a level do you have to be to knight another vassal in the field?
I mean, so probably 8th or 9th at least. But the thing is, it really has to do with more of station than level of class. So you could theoretically say you're the prince.
It's as much political as it is.
Yeah, so like you're the prince, but you're only a second level cavalier. Or you could be a merchant or a sage, not even be a knight, right? And then you're the prince, so you have royal authority. And so you knight somebody, and then you just have to go to your dad and say, I knighted him because of XYZ, and then your dad has to agree and uphold it. Mm-hmm. So that was the thing. Victor didn't really have the authority. He had never been given the authority to knight somebody. Yeah. But actually, I think Kendra asked Victor to do it, if I'm not mistaken. I think she came to him and said, I think we should, you know, is there a way that you can knight him? Because she couldn't do it because she didn't have the authority. That would have been knighting him under Lord Brian and asking Brian, and Brian didn't like Bono.
Yeah.
Or at least officially. Because Bono was kicked out of paladin school in Brian's keep because he fought with the other paladins too much, because at the time Bono was chaotic. You have to be lawful to be a paladin.
Or you can do what Victor's dad did, which is just buy somebody a knighthood.
Yeah, so knighthood is quite frequently purchased. So you'd be like first level and be considered a knight.
Yeah.
But even then, there is an actual knighthood that takes place once you move through 4th, 5th level and like that, you become actually knighted. Which Victor was, and actually so was Martin Astron, which was Todd Korzek's character. They were knighted at the same time. At about 5th-ish level, 5th, 6th level, they were knighted.
Why would you
need to go to a civilization so that I can get knighted?
Yeah, that's part of the problem with like being an outsider, right, which is part of the theme of this campaign, is that you don't get the renown normally, which you did through the retreat. So you got a lot of renown in functioning with the princess and like that. So it's entirely possible that like you went back to Low Moon and you said, this is what I've been doing, and I'm willing to swear fealty to the crown and serve you. You know, and that's what knighting really is that you make an oath and they say, okay, we confer this title to you, and now you know.
Having a good bard helps.
Yep, which so outsiders have.
Yes.
They have Entelarius. So, which is about as good as they get.
I was going to say, supposedly a very powerful bard, but he's useless in combat. Which most very powerful bards aren't. Or at least he's not willing to step in on our behalf.
His job is to tell stories, not make them.
Yeah.
Well, he also, when you guys rescued him, like when you first got him, he was at 12 hit points.
Well, but then later, after we had healed him, we got into another combat, and he just stood there and let us deal with it. I really think
he was absorbing the details.
Yeah, he just didn't.
Like I said, it's his job to tell stories, not make them.
He was prepared to teleport away or whatever if he could. Can you grab that D20 down there that I dropped? It's in front of you. Spot. All right, gentlemen, 2 weeks. Have a good night, Ricky.
What level is Enten Larius?
He's a first edition bard. You wouldn't actually know, obviously, but he's like 12th level bard, like 5th level fighter, 7th level thief, 12th level bard, something like that.
Though 12th level bard doesn't mean as much as 12th level most other classes.
It's pretty good.
It's definitely pretty good. He's definitely a beast. He just.
I mean, he's not a beast. They're not. They're never beasts. That's the problem. Because they get fighter hit points until 5th level. They do get a lot of hit dice, and overall get a lot of hit points.
Yeah.
But, yeah, me too.
Well, he's going to have a lot of hit points. A Faco of 9.
Put one of these in your pocket. But the biggest thing for bards is diversity of abilities.
So much diversity in it. Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.